This podcast is brought to you by Blue Violet Productions, LLC. We create documentaries that entertain, enlighten, and inspire. Please visit our website at www.blue-violetproductions.com. Hello, this is Monica, the Quintessential Christian, and this is the 26th episode of my new podcast, Quintessential Christian Encounters. Quintessential Christian Encounters is about everyday experiences from a Christian perspective. What sets us apart as Christians is often tested during strange, unpleasant, or unwanted encounters. During the Quintessential Christian Encounters podcast, I will describe these encounters and offer a biblical perspective on how we as Christians should respond. Occasionally, I will be joined by a special guest who will also share an encounter with you. Ultimately, I am hoping that podcasters will learn that the Word of God is applicable in every aspect of our lives. As I mentioned in my last podcast, I'm participating in a fellowship program through Georgetown University. The program, which is called the Dog Tag Fellowship Program, was created to empower veterans with service-connected disabilities, as well as their spouses and caregivers, with a renewed purpose so that they could build business relationships after their service has ended. Or concluded, which is kind of the same thing. I've never enjoyed being a student, except for when I was in college, and even then, I enjoyed it for all the wrong reasons. It was really more about the campus life, and I just didn't attend for the right reasons. Well, I didn't enjoy it for the right reasons. But now, I'm in this fellowship program, and I'm actually enjoying it. I can't find the links to all of my homework assignments, but I'm enjoying the program. Today, I participated in a learning lab with CBAW, which is an acronym for Community Building Artworks. The learning lab, which was taught by veteran Ben Weekly, invited us to write poetry. Ben provided the writing prompts along with some background music, which was conducive to creating, and then the magic happened. We were all writing and reading poetry, and for me, I felt like a huge burden had been lifted off my shoulders. I really needed this today, and I've decided to participate in weekly CBAW workshops on Fridays as well. There's nothing like poetry and music to soothe the soul. I'm looking forward to our next session. I was stressed, and I didn't really have a legitimate reason for being stressed. Whatever the cause or the reason, there's freedom in writing. More specifically, there's healing in words. Just like you can choose words to hurt, you can also choose words to heal. I chose to use words that heal, and it worked. Poetry may not be the answer for you, and that's okay. I will tell you that there's healing in the Word of God as well. So, get after your healing. Today's applicable scripture comes from Proverbs chapter 12, verse 13, New International Version. The words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Thank you for showing up this week to listen to another Quintessential Christian Encounter. Please share your feedback at monica@quintessentialchristianencounters.com. Remember, there are no perfect people, but we can all strive to be better. Be better tomorrow. Thank you.